Chapter 15. Lexi sat in the police station parking lot, watching the top of her coconut cream pie break out in a sweat. It was no wonder, since the sun beating in through the windshield of her VW Bug had turned the car into an oven. She lifted her thick brown hair off her neck, twisting it into a sloppy ponytail on top of her head. She realized she was procrastinating about bringing the pie to Jack, and wondered why. Probably she was afraid he'd refuse to tell her about the murder weapon, and she knew that would make her mad. She felt like she and Jack were already skating on thin ice. She didn't want to rock the boat. But if she didn't get out of the car soon, she was going to succumb to heatstroke. Grabbing the pie, she reached for the car door handle. A movement at the police station door caught her eye. It was Jack, and he wasn't alone. Lexi's stomach sank when she saw who was with him. Simone. She saw Simone smile up at Jack. Lexi imagined her batting her eyelashes. Was he smiling back? Lexi's heart twitched as she watched them walk out into the parking lot together toward Jack's truck. Then she started to feel something else. Anger. She had the sudden urge to grab the pie and smash it into Jack's face. But she caught herself just in time. It wouldn't do to get angry like that. The best way to deal with that sort of thing was to act like she didn't care. For all she knew, it was totally innocent, right? Maybe it had something to do with the Nunzio Bartoli case, and Simone was some sort of witness. Yes, that must be it. Why else would Jack be with her? Jack's just doing his job, she thought, as she watched them pull out of the parking lot through narrowed eyes. For a minute, she pictured herself following them just to make sure. Then another movement inside the police station caught her eye. Through the large glass windows in the front, she could see Brax Daniels standing at the desk. The sleeves of his white-collared shirt were rolled up to reveal tanned, muscular forearms. From where her car was, she could just make out a shadow of stubble on his chin, which gave him an appealing bad boy look. Lexi looked down at her pie. She wondered if Brax liked coconut cream. I bet Brax is a lot more generous with sharing information. She opened her car door. The outside air seemed cool compared to the roasting stuffiness inside the car, even though it was 78 degrees out. She slipped out of the car, put the pie on the roof, straightened her short denim skirt, and fluffed her ponytail. Then grabbed the pie and walked over to the police station door. Cool air rushed out as Lexi opened the door to the station. She stood nervously just inside, the pie balanced in her upturned palm. Brax turned to look at her, his eyebrows climbing toward his hairline.
Is that pie for me?
Lexi held the pie out in front of her and did her best impression of a southern coquette. Why, yes, I do believe it is. Brax rewarded her with his million-dollar smile and walked toward her, causing her heart to flutter annoyingly. He took the pie.
Coconut cream?
Lexi nodded.
I love coconut cream pie.
Brax put his hand on the small of her back and swept her out of the reception area and down the hall. He opened the door to one of the interrogation rooms, which was now set up as a makeshift office.
Welcome to my home away from home,
he said, putting the pie on the table and rummaging in a box on the floor. He pulled out some paper plates and plastic forks.
It pays to be prepared.
Lexi sat in one of the chairs and watched him cut the pie with the plastic fork and scoop a piece out onto one of the plates. Well, it wasn't actually a piece. It was more like a messy glob. She put her palm up, waving him off when he offered the plate to her. Her stomach was too jittery for coconut cream pie. Brax shrugged, then scooped a large pile onto his fork and sat in the chair on the opposite side of the table.
Yum.
He closed his eyes and swirled the pie around in his mouth.
This is delicious. Is it from your bakery?
Of course, Lexi smiled. Brax demolished the piece of pie in two more bites, then tossed his plate in the trash. Standing, he came around to her side and leaned against the table next to her.
Now, why don't you tell me why you are really here?
Lexi felt her cheeks grow warm. It was hard to fool the FBI. He was standing very close to her, and she had to lean back in her chair to look up at him, which made her feel at a disadvantage. Probably some sort of interrogation technique, she thought, as she scooted her chair back a few inches. Honestly, I just wanted to drop off this pie.
For Jack?
Lexi bit her bottom lip and nodded.
And?
Nan's had a few questions about the Nunzio case. Brax laughed softly.
And what might those be?
She was just wondering what type of gun he was killed with, and the time of death.
Oh, well, that seems pretty straightforward. You need to bribe Perillo with a pie to get that kind of information?
Brax pushed himself away from the table and walked around to the other side. He grabbed a folder from a pile and rifled through it.
Says here the time of death was 1:30 a.m., and the bullets were .22 caliber. Probably a revolver.
Okay, thanks. Lexi found herself wishing Braxton Daniels would be involved in every case she and Nance investigated. Getting information from him was a lot easier than getting it from Jack.
Your hair looks nice up like that,
Brax said. Lexi's hands flew up to the hair piled in a mess on her head, her cheeks growing warm. Was it getting hotter in there? She had the urge to get out of there quick. Lexi pushed her chair back and stood, brushing a wisp of hair out of her face. Well, I guess I'll be going. Thanks for the info. She turned abruptly, tripping over the table leg on her way to the door.
Perillo isn't here, you know,
Brax said, boxing up the rest of the pie. I know.
He's an okay guy, Lexi. But if you ever get tired of him...
Brax wiggled his eyebrows up and down and flashed his smile again. Lexi laughed and fanned herself, reaching for the doorknob.
Seriously, though, your grandmother and her friends might want to back off the Bartoli case for a while. Nunzio wasn't just shot. He was executed. We're dealing with a cold-blooded killer here, and I wouldn't want any of you to get hurt.